Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Michael in North Ridgeville is going to play this round of Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Michael, how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great. It's Monday. Getting through it together. You ready to play a round of Trump Tui?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ask Jen to leave the room, and that will start the game.
Jim, will you leave the room, please?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Mike.
All right. Producer Steve, you ready?
Oh, yeah.
All right. She's going to keep track of the score. Jen's making her way out of the room. You know how this game works. I'm going to ask you five questions. Jen's in the hallway. She does not listen to. She does not participate in this part of the game. It is not for her. She will have her time to answer those five questions after you are done. There is a timer involved, so obviously be aware of that. You answer the questions to the best of your ability. That's all you can do. Producer Stevie keeps track of the score. When you're done, we'll play a quick song so we can grab Jen, bring her back into the studio, and let her know it's her time to answer those five questions. If you answer more correctly than Jen, you've won the game. Ties no longer go to the house. That would go to an overtime question. So let's begin with question number one. Michael, we appreciate you listening, and good luck to you, buddy. All right, here we go. Question number one. Taylor Swift recently announced her new album, which is called The Life of a Showgirl, and Swifties are already fixating on what's next. They seem to think the pop star could be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show next year. I guess we'll see what happens. My question to you, has Taylor Swift ever headlined the Super Bowl halftime show, yes or no?
No.
Let's go with question number two. The film The Breakfast Club is 40 years old. And to celebrate, it's coming back to theaters September 7th through the 10th for its anniversary run. You can buy those tickets now. In the movie The Breakfast Club, what day of the week does the detention take place?
A Saturday.
Question number three. Legendary broadcaster Tom Hamilton was surprised with induction into the Guardians Distinguished Hall of Fame on Saturday night at Progressive Field. His name now lives in Heritage Park alongside Guardians greats. Now, Heritage Park at Progressive Field, where would you find it? It's either over the left field wall, the center field wall, or the right field wall.
Center field.
Okay, let's go with question number four. Mr. Beast has broken the world record for the most money raised for a charity during a live stream, pulling in $12 million in just 17 hours, beating the previous record that was $11.97 million in that time frame. What is Mr. Beast's actual first name?
Jimmy.
Question number five. The galaxy of Masters of the Universe just got a little bit bigger with the addition of Kristen Wiig as Roboto. Now, this film, which is now in post-production, follows He-Man battling the evil Skeletor, who, by the way, is going to be played by Jared Leto. Jared Leto won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for which 2013 film?
Dallas Buyers Club.
All right. We're going to see how you did with those five questions. Then we're going to bring Jen back in to answer those same five questions next. Let's continue with Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Michael of North Ridgeville answered five questions a minute ago. Jen is now back into the studio. Producer Stevie, let Michael know how he did.
Michael got five.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Bragger.
Oh, five.
Great job, Michael. Well done.
I can't even believe it.
Guess I'm not playing.
Michael. Oh, nice job. Very
wow.
Well done. All right. So now we're going to ask Jen the same five questions that, you know, Michael just dominated a minute ago. We're going to begin with question number one. And Taylor Swift recently announcing her new album, The Life of a Showgirl. Now Swifties are already fixating on what's next, and they think the pop star could be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show next year. We're going to see what happens. Has Taylor Swift ever headlined the Super Bowl halftime show? Yes. Or no?
No.
She has not. Question number two. The film The Breakfast Club is 40.
Stop.
And to celebrate, it's coming back to theater September 7th through the 10th for its anniversary run. You can buy those tickets now. In the movie The Breakfast Club, what day of the week does the detention take place?
Saturday.
It is on a Saturday. Question number three. Legendary broadcaster Tom Hamilton was surprised with induction into the Guardians Distinguished Hall of Fame on Saturday night at Progressive Field. His name now lives in Heritage Park alongside Guardians greats. Heritage Park at Progressive Field. Where would you find it? Is it over the left field wall, the center field wall, or the right field wall?
Everyone knows it's left field.
Damn it.
Darn it. Sorry. I have no idea. I can't believe I just said that on the air. I'm sorry. Where is
I like
it?
How that's the question that made you the most angry.
I know.
All these questions in the years, and that's the one that made you say that. It's over the center field.
That would make sense. Please delete that. Can we rewind?
I have a dumb button and everything. I really could have dumped it. That was just too good.
I'm sorry.
Question number four.
I apologize if children are listening. I'm sorry.
Some of them are in school now anyway. No matter, we're back. Question number four. Mr. Beast.
I can't believe I did that. I think it's the first time I did that ever in my career.
I think that is probably the first time ever.
Yes.
I didn't even know what to do. I was like, do I have to dump that?
I don't know.
Just roll with it? I don't even know.
It's okay.
Question number four. Mr. Beast has broken the world record for the most money raised for charity during a live stream, pulling in $12 million in just 17 hours, beating the previous record of $11.97 million in that time frame. Jen, what is Mr. Beast's actual first name?
Oh, God, you've asked me this before, too.
I think like five times.
I know, like James or Jimmy or John. I don't know! James!
It's James!
Yes, I remembered!
But also Jimmy. He goes by Jimmy.
He goes by Jimmy. Yeah, it's Jimmy, but well, yeah, James.
So you got them both.
I feel like I double got that right.
I am done asking that question. You finally hit after probably four
times. The information.
And you still weren't confident, but
no,
you
sure wasn't.
Oh, I thought she was going to say John. Question number five, which, by the way, I think John is always the answer. All right, question number five, the galaxy of Masters of the Universe. Just got a little bit bigger with the addition of Kristen Wiig as Roboto. The film, now in post-production, follows He-Man battling the evil Skeletor, who, by the way, is going to be played by Jared Leto. Jared Leto won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor for which 2013 film?
Dallas Buyers Club.
It was. Very well done. Final totals there, Stevie.
Michael 5, Jen 4.
Ah!
You did it, Michael. You trumped me. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Got Jen to say a phrase she's never said on the air.
I apologize.
That's a double win on a Monday.
I'm very sorry.
That is a double
about
win on a
that.
Monday.
But I'm very excited for you to get your $50 Apex Skin gift card. You're qualified for that grand prize, which is the Summer Essentials Tote worth $250.
Nice job. What a way to start your week. All right, tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Hey, my name is Mike from North Ridgeville, and I just trumped Tui.
The battle of the gens.
Wow, you make it sound so dramatic.
On Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
Hi, Jen. Welcome to Trump Tui, the battle of us.
The battle of yous, you guys, you gens. It's brought to you by Apex Skin. Hey, Jen of Cleveland, how are you?
I'm great. How are
Good.
You guys?
We're doing well. We're excited for you to play the game. You know how to start the game. Just ask Jen Tui to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Jen.
A lot of gents.
Thank you.
Right, Stevie?
A lot of gents.
It's okay. Jen of Cleveland, going to answer five questions as soon as Jen's out of the room. See if you can make it back-to-back losses. Let's see. Question number one of five. Let's begin with the movie Weapons. Held onto the number one spot at the North American box office this weekend, pulling in a solid $25 million in its second weekend out. What genre is the film Weapons? It's either a horror movie or a comedy movie.
horror movie.
Let's go with question number two. Home Alone is going to celebrate its 35th anniversary this November. Ahead of the big day, the director has spoken out against the classic film getting a reboot, saying it would be a big mistake. Now, in Home Alone, what nickname do Harry and Marv give themselves?
The Wet Bandits.
Question number three. No timer needed for question two. Very well done. Question number three. It's so good. And I agree. They should stay away from a reboot probably on that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh. They're doing a lot of reboots to a lot of things. Rarely does it work.
I know. Some hit, but a lot of them miss. So you're right. Question number three. Tennis in the Land kicks off this week. That's exciting. It's going to be happening at the Nautica Entertainment Complex, which is on the west bank of the flats. There's going to be matches every day through Saturday. What is the term for a score of zero in tennis?
Love.
Go with question number four. Logan Paul got married over the weekend in Italy, where Jake Paul admitted, and I quote, "I've seriously been crying," end quote, while sharing clips of the wedding on his Instagram stories. Which Paul brother owns the sports and energy drink company Prime? Is it Logan Paul or is it Jake Paul?
Jake.
All right, let's go with Jake. Question number five. Anna Faris and Regina Hall are officially back as Cindy and Brenda in the next Scary Movie. The reboot is set to hit theaters on June 12th of 2026. Now, Regina Hall stars alongside Queen Latifah. You have Jada Pinkett Smith and Tiffany Haddish in which 2017 comedy?
Do I get a choice?
No choices on that one. Oh, there's the timer for question number five. All right, we're going to see how you did with all five questions, and then Jen has to answer the same five questions in 3 minutes.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17 point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Battle of the Gens continues. It's Trump Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. So Jen of Cleveland answered five questions a minute ago. Jen Tui back in the studio. How did Jen of Cleveland do?
She got three.
All right, three. There you go.
Good job, Jen.
All right. So now Jen Tui has to answer the same five questions that Jen of Cleveland answered just a minute ago and got three correct. Now it's Jen Tui's turn after Jen answered that minute ago.
A lot of Jens.
Okay, let's go with question number one. So Weapons, the movie Weapons, held on the number one spot on the North American box office over the weekend, pulling in a solid $25 million in its second weekend out. What genre is the film Weapons? It's either horror or comedy.
Horror. Does it count?
Steve's in the face. I'm like, I don't know.
I know. No, you're right. Question.
I want to see Freakier Friday. That's all I know.
Me too.
We have had no reviews of that. I expected that to be good.
I've decided to go, but August is the busiest month of life.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get there soon.
Like I feel like I've heard nothing about it. Not bad or good. Have you heard anything?
I've heard a lot of good.
Oh, you have?
I've heard a lot of good.
Okay.
My girlfriend Amory and her daughter Emma went over the weekend.
Good.
And she was like, I will go again with you.
That's good.
It is.
Okay.
She said it's really good.
I must not be seeing it. That's good to hear. I'm glad. Question number two, Home Alone is going to be celebrating its 35th.
No
anniversary this November.
How is it that we're not aging yet? All these movies are.
Yep. You know,
it's weird. It's really strange.
Exactly. Ahead of the big day, the director has spoken out against the classic film getting a reboot, saying it would be a big mistake.
A big,
In Home Alone, what nickname do Harry and Marv give themselves?
The Wet Bandits. No? Clean Bandit? I almost said Clean Bandit, but isn't that
the band.
Song?
That's like
Bandit.
Wet Bandits.
Coming up next. Question number three, Tennis in the Land. That is correct. Tennis in the Land kicks off this week. Happening at the Nautica Entertainment Complex on the west bank of the flats. There's going to be matches every day through Saturday, by the way. What is the term for the score of zero in tennis?
Love.
It is love. Question number four, Logan Paul getting married over the weekend in Italy, where Jake Paul admitted, and I quote, "I've seriously been crying," end quote, while sharing clips of the wedding on his Instagram stories. Which Paul brother owns the sports and energy drink company Prime? Is that Logan Paul or is that Jake Paul?
I don't know. Let's go Logan.
It is Logan Paul.
I mean, duh, Logan.
Question number five.
I know everything about those Westlakeans.
Anna Faris and Regina Hall are officially back as Cindy and Brenda in the next scary movie. The reboot is set to hit theaters on June 12th of next year. Now, Regina Hall stars alongside Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith, Tiffany Haddish, and which 2017 comedy?
That is The Barbershop.
Girls Trip. Final totals there, Steve.
Jenna Cleveland 3. Jenna here 4.
I'm sorry, Jenna Cleveland. Love Jenna here.
Good job, Jenna here.
Jenna the studio.
Thank you.
Jenna here.
You guys.
You should be knighted or something. Jenna here. All right.
It does sound fancy.
It does. It sounds very official.
I like it.
Jennifer. All right. Jennifer Cleveland, thank you for putting up with us and thank you for listening. We hope that you have a great Monday, but you know what you need to say.
I did not. I'm Jen from Cleveland. I did not come to you, but
right.
I will be calling back.
Yes, Yay! You will be in battle. Jennifer.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations, galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need. They're gonna find it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.